Cox, or The Course of Time, written by Christoph Ransmeyer, translated from the German by Simon Pear, narrated by Jeremy Nichols. Chapter 1. Arrival. Cox reached the Chinese mainland under slack sails on the morning of the October day on which Qianlong, the most powerful man in the world and emperor of China, had the noses of 27 tax collectors and bond dealers cut off. On that mild autumn day, banks of mist drifted over the unruffled waters of the Qiantang, whose sandy bed, melting into multiple side channels, had been dredged by more than 200,000 forced labourers using shovels and baskets, so that, in accordance with the emperor's wishes, an error of nature might be corrected, and the now navigable river might link the sea and Hangzhou Bay with the city. Again and again, the shifting fog hid the incoming ship from the eyes of the crowd gathered at the execution site by the harbour's edge. According to police reports, 2,100 spectators, witnesses to Emperor Qianlong's infallibility and righteousness, many of them in their finest clothing, were waiting for the executioner to appear, chatting or standing in solemn silence as they watched the three-masted barkentine float towards them through the river mist, repeatedly fading from view and exuding greater menace with every reappearance. What a ship! Even some of the condemned men, chained to their stakes, raised their heads to gaze at the silently drifting barkentine, with its deep blue square and fore-and-aft rig, while those assembled around the scaffold seemed to have forgotten that all the world's attention was solely beholden to the emperor and to the execution of his will, to none but the Son of Heaven, who condescended only out of benevolence to share people's affection and gazes with other humans and creatures. No flood, no volcanic eruption, and no earth tremor, not even an eclipse of the sun, could warrant that even a single thought should turn away, without permission, from the emperor's glory and omnipotence to the events of the everyday world. The emperor had demonstrated, with the deepening of the Qiantang, that his will could transport an entire city to the sea, and bring the sea to the gardens and parks of Hangzhou. Ever since, the swelling tide had borne approaching ships to the city's quays and warehouses like offerings from the ocean, while the river, reversing its flow to the alternating rhythm of low and high tide, could float entire fleets as a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?